Well, you mentioned here about it was sure too bad that about the wife and the kids not being able to make the trip back to Iowa. I know they would have enjoyed it, and I know the kids were real disappointed. I got a letter from Joe here. It says that Beth is just about over the mumps now, and Pam just came down with them, so I guess they're going to run all the way through them. It's probably just as well. I guess Pam is feeling a little worse than Beth did, but Beth never did swell up too bad, Joe said. And I guess Bradley's going on his merry way. Apparently it hasn't fazed him yet. Maybe he's too ornery to get the mumps. Anyway, I hope he does get them now. It's probably just as well he gets them now. And I guess that's about it on the home front. Not much too exciting. Joe said that her folks are getting pretty well finished up with the cabin. They've put the walls in and laid the floor, and apparently it's getting to be real nice up there. And she said that she had been going out to eat with Wayne and Mary and just before he left, and I imagine he's in country now. I haven't heard from him yet, but unless he went through jungle survival, why, he's probably down at Natrang right now. Now, one of our guys are going down there tomorrow, so I'm going to have him try and run him down and find out where he is. I was going to tell you you were asking whether I was still getting plenty to eat. Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I'm eating just as good as ever here. Chow, as I've told you, from the Army is really excellent, and that's been a real high point of living with the Army. And on top of that, we also have some very enterprising airmen here that go out and they try and exchange anything they can for food. Maybe they'll get hold of some booze or something, or something that the other guys want, ice, for instance, and then they barter it for food. And they have a lot of steak fries, and they get hold of shrimp and deep fat fry them and stuff like that. They really come up with some good meals on their own down there. So they generally invite us down for their meals, and if we want to partake, why, it's up to us. So I've gotten in on some pretty good steak fries down there. So really we're doing quite well, and considering we're sort of, I guess what you'd say, at the front, if you can consider it that, why, we're eating quite well. For instance, tonight we had, baked ham, cooked corn, mashed potatoes, ice cream, homemade bread, and iced tea. Not bad, huh? We had a real nice ceremony today. The Army held a awards and decoration ceremony for all the Air Force troops here. We have a couple people that are leaving for other jobs. We have one guy that's going home. He's finished up his year here. So they had a big award ceremony, and we had one guy receive a Distinguished Flying Cross, and several others of us received the Air Medal. And I was among them, and so I was real proud of that. The Air Medal, we actually receive several of them because we get an Air Medal for every 20 combat missions that we fly over here. But the first one is actually the most important, because this is when the actual Air Medal itself is awarded to you. From then on, you just get oak leaf clusters. And it was a real nice ceremony, and we had one of our FACs make a sort of a solo flyby in a bird dog, which the Army thought was really great. So it came off real nice, and I got one picture of it, and maybe I'll get a chance to show it to you one of these days. I think I'll just keep it with with the certificate and everything right now, and then maybe we'll get a chance to show all that stuff someday. Also, I've got back a bunch of slides, and I'm going to make up a tape to go along with them and send them to Joe, and she'll probably be forwarding them to you one of these days. So, let's see. I guess I've finished most of my notes here. I notice also that you're staying in there with that golf game. I'm glad to hear it, and sounds like you're keeping the pitch and putt course in business out there. I'm sure that Dennis and Daryl have a big time with that. It sounds like Dennis is going to really put his fishing gear to work, too. Take him down there in the river bottoms or something. Maybe he'll latch onto a big bass, huh? Well, I imagine he's real excited to try and go out and check it out with Grandpa. I hope he has good luck, and maybe he can come back with a big catch to show his mom. Say, Darwin, thank you once again for those tapes. I've certainly enjoyed them. In fact, I think I've just about worn them out. We aren't able to get any radio stations here, so the only music I have is tapes. And right now, I've mainly got your tapes. Joe has sent me a couple. She hasn't gotten around to making me some others that she said she was going to yet, and I've been hounding her about that. So anyway, I've certainly enjoyed your tapes, and keep them coming. Also, hope you have a good time on your trip out to California. If this gets here before you leave, you may have already gone before this tape reaches, but anyway, if it does, I hope you had a good time, and I do hope you get through Colorado and get to see Joe. I know they'll be glad to have you, and the kids will sure be glad to see Uncle Dar again. You'll have to make me a tape and tell me all about it when you get back, okay? Now let's see, looking through your letters here, Mom, I was going to answer a question about how we eat. At the brigade mess, we eat cafeteria style. At the battalion here, where the officers are served in a tent by themselves, and some airmen bring their meals to them, so you're kind of served by a waiter, I guess you'd say. And so it varies from depending on where you are. Most places, however, the Army serves cafeteria style. You just go walking through the line and they fill your plate with whatever you want. Also, in relation to my chaplain, I don't have a chaplain from a neighbor anymore. He left here about 3 weeks ago to go home. He went by way of Hong Kong. He took 2 weeks in Hong Kong and then went on home. I believe he made it before the big fight down there. I hope he did anyway. I have missed him though. He was sure a real swell troop. We had many interesting discussions. Real fine guy. My neighbor now is the battalion S3 Air. He's charge of the operations for air, and we work pretty closely together concerning airstrikes and things like that. So he's a young, real fine troop, and knows the Army side of the war real good. And I've learned a lot from him. It's been really interesting. No, I didn't know that Tom Hutchison was in the Marines. If he's up there north of Da Nang, yes, he is right in the middle of it. They're having a real rough go up there, and it's really keeping them busy right now. They're having considerably higher casualty rates than anyone else in country. We're providing a lot of support for them up there, and believe me, they need it. Sounds like they're really keeping you jumping on the turnpike, Dad. That sure is a lot of traffic you're putting through there. I guess in the summer everybody has to go somewhere, and Colorado's getting more and more popular all the time, so I don't really blame them. It is awful nice up in those mountains, and now that the road is so good, I guess a lot of people feel they can drive out there. Say, Dad, you mentioned about Duck Foe. No, we didn't burn down Duck Foe. It's right beside the runway, and it's just a nice, quiet little town there. The articles are written from Duck Foe, and I think that's why it may have seemed that way, but no, the villages that we've been burning down are actually back in the mountains that belong to the Viet Cong. They're most of them are to the west of here, although we have burned some here in this area. We usually don't resort to burning a village down unless it's just a last-ditch stand to smoke out the, like you say, the pack rats down there, and that does a pretty good job of it. Well, I guess I've covered most all the news. I guess it's a good thing. Looks like my tape's running out again. Thank you very much for the letters. I sure do appreciate them. And keep the tapes coming also. I really enjoy hearing from you. And of course, like you say, the tapes are real natural, and it seems like we're having a conversation, even if it is one-sided, huh? I'll try and get off another tape to you here before too long, and keep you up to date on our happenings. We're staying busy. Nothing too drastic going on right now, but we are keeping in there, and action's staying fairly hot and heavy. It's mainly skirmish-type actions, but it keeps us going anyway. Goodbye.